Nobody really want fuego. Masayo will bring fire downwards in Waco. Buy you some coffee and Lego, your egos, your sandwich with mayo and two slices of mayo. Sitting at home on the couch playing Halo, but the Masayo ain't playing no wagos. Games, women and pants gonna get it. Flames, brothers keeping no commandments. Same, calling our armies a favor. Event with your NATO and soldiers with Dracos. Just tell me, how can you stop a tornado or manage the lava from the volcano? They really can't, bro. They have to pay, bro. The most I say so. So in chase they go for all the wicked atrocities they owe. For all their wicked atrocities they owe. From San Diego to Trinidad Tobago, I'm spitting these words so our Israelites they know. Keeping commandments the only way we grow, so we can defeat the nation Galileo. Nation Galileo, get it? Cause they pale. He's bringing them hell for every bill of sale. So family, just examine yourself. When that fuego come, you don't wanna get left. Forsake your sins so you complete the test. Then you can have complete rest from all your stress. Fight to do right to your very last breath, or stay wicked and receive second death. Destruction of enemies is muy bueno. Make sure that's one of the things that you pray for. Into the kingdom, the sinners, they can't go. The sinners can't go. So we say, hasta luego, hasta luego.
Brothers really don't want fuego. Sisters really don't want fuego. Nobody really want fuego. From the one that's super dead. Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Nobody really want fuego.
Hey,
from the one that's super dead.
Fuego.
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 Brother, you don't want that fuego.
You don't want that fuego.
Fuego.
Sister,
you don't want that fuego.
Hey,
fuego.
Fuego.
Nobody really want fuego. Nobody really want fuego.
From
the one that's super dead.
You don't want that fuego when destruction comes. The Most High is going to plead with all nations and sending his son to murder everyone that don't follow his commandments. Israel, understand it. Gnashing of teeth cause of famine. ICBMs reshape the planet. Wake up and shape up. It's time to do your duty.
Give me a second, Kev, and then I'll cue you in. Give me a second. Go ahead.
Shalom, shalom. Shabbat. Welcome to the Latin, Hispanic, Indigenous Black Lost History Radio Show. Kev, I'm Jack Adams. Indigenous Latin, Hispanic, Black Lost History
Kev, Show. Kev, the Native Latin and Black Lost History Show.
I'm looking at the screen here. Man. I have so many thoughts in my mind. I forgot the title of the show. Anyway, shalom, man. Shabbat. Happy Sabbath. Most High in Christ bless you, Israel. I'm Captain Aparion, today's host. With us, we have a special guest straight out of IUICLA.
Yes, sir.
Okay, visiting us, we have
Officer Azarel.
Officer Azarel. All right, all praises to the Most High. He came and visited us with the other brother. What's his name?
Soldier Elazai.
Soldier Elazai.
All right,
to my left.
Soldier Neiman, shalom.
Shalom, Soldier Shai.
Soldier Shai. All right, all praises, man. So, I haven't really been keeping up too much with the news this week.
Right.
In fact, I breathed this morning through my sources. My sources, and it ain't fake news.
Man.
Alternative media.
The Caucasian News Network?
Yeah, it'll be. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I watch them. I watch Fox News because I like to see the lies.
Bro, right. For real.
Yeah, you got to compare, man. Because remember, most of our people, they watch those type of news shows.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
we got to be ready. I've always found this frame of thought that you got to know what your enemy is putting out there so that we can go ahead and cast down those imaginations.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's right.
Paul said.
Right.
That's right.
You know, oh, which, by the way, it's also a Paul movie coming out.
Right.
Bro.
Don't let me forget that one.
That's a good one. Right. That's a good one. We got the scripture.
Let me forget it.
No, you got you.
Let me forget it. I said don't let me forget it. Hey, that just got me in my spirit right now. So, didn't really see too much going on. You know, everybody's focused on, of course, the stupid Super Bowl.
Mm.
That's right. Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Hey, that makes the news.
The heathen customs.
Mm. Right, sure.
Nothing has changed. They continue to have our people out there performing for the Edomite, who the Bible falsely calls Caucasian or white.
Right. Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
Who the world calls Caucasian or white, but the Bible calls them Esau or Edom.
Right.
And the Bible calls the so-called Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans Israelites.
That's right.
That's right.
12 tribes of Israel. So, I was looking at the news, briefly, and it caught my attention that it's the so-called Black History Month. February is so-called Black History, which, by the way,
just 1 month out of the whole year.
One month out of the whole year, they give us a little shine, and we go back to sleep. We're like, oh, they remember it.
Right.
September's Hispanic Heritage Month.
Right.
Yeah. Back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what I found out when I moved out here? November is Native American Month. I didn't know that.
Oh, that's some crappy
counsel. And crappy counsel, but the smack in the face, it's not even a smack, it's the backhand. Backhand is worse than a regular smack, right? Right. Backhand cracks jaws, man. You can crack jaws, you crack teeth. Regular smack just puts the right right there.
That's right.
Because Thanksgiving is in November. The mass murder of our Native American brothers is celebrated as Native American Heritage Month. Man, you took our heritage in November on Thanksgiving. You got to shake your head at these things, man. You got to shake your head at these things. So, I was meaning to bring that up, man. But anyway, we'll bring that up at a later time, man. But anyway, I want to focus on what supposedly is so-called Black History Month. Okay? And, of course, craftily, all right, they always throw in bones, like we like to call it in the Israelite community, meaning lies. Okay, they fabricate the truth. Okay, can't fabricate the truth when it comes to our nationality, because the Bible, the one true book, smashes all of that.
Right,
right. It casts out all of that nonsense, and we're gonna bring that out on today's show.
That's right.
We're gonna bring it out from an Edomite's mouth that understood that you had to be crafty. He understood history. He understood that. It started with the Egyptians when they said, let us deal wisely with them. Wisely is just another word for let's deal crafty.
Right?
Like it says in Psalms 83, we're going to get that too. All right. He understood that history proved that if you dealt with us wisely, okay, that you would be able to control us, because we accept the other nations, predominantly the Edomites, the Caucasians, falsely so-called, okay, as our gods. That's why when a Caucasian cop kills our people, we march and we're sad, because we're like, why did Christ do that?
Right.
We see Christ.
Right.
But the Bible clearly says that that's not how Christ looks. And craftily, they're coming out with a sequel to The Passion of the Christ. And you notice they always bring it around Passover. They always bring around Passover under the guise of, oh, it's Easter.
Right.
He rose on Easter. No, you fool, because from Friday afternoon to Sunday, it's 2 days.
Right, exactly.
And it's not even two real days, because the Bible says the day starts from night to night.
Exactly.
Which means he should have rose 3 days, right? He should have rose on a Monday. Another
right.
Right. All right. So they're coming out with the sequel. And we're going to get into the black. It's all relative with Black History. Trust me, it is, because Christ is a black man, according to the Bible.
That's right.
Okay. And I say black, and that's not even the right word, because nobody's black.
Right.
Right. Y'all watching on us live, I see different shades of brown. Real light to real dark, but our pants are black.
Exactly.
That's
nobody's
right.
That color.
Right, right.
Nobody. Even the most purplish looking brother. It's just like a real, real dark, dark brown.
Right.
Yep. Like nobody looks like his shirt there.
Right.
So that right there is crafty counsel.
Right.
And when you look at a definition of black, it's everything negative. When you look at white, because they're not white, because let's face it, this page on this book is white.
Exactly.
I ain't never seen an Edomite look like this. Only one I've seen look like this was Casper.
The
friendly ghost.
There you go.
Okay? Nobody looks like this. They're red. Pink, whatever you want to call it. Because isn't pink like a derivative of red or something
it
like
is,
that?
It is.
So, the sequel to The Passion of the Christ. So, my question is this to the audience out there. We know he passed away. He died. Why do you need a sequel? Oh, there's going to be a sequel. Mm-hmm. When he returns.
When he returns.
But y'all, it ain't going to go down the way y'all going to put it in his movie. That's right. That's right. Esau. The world, you can be called
the white man, Caucasian.
Right. Caucasian is actually
Caucasian.
A good word for them because they didn't come from the Caucasus Mountains. Caucasian means cave dweller.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we know, according to Joel, that they are the original and only cavemen.
Mm-hmm.
They are the Neanderthals. Because when we walked up behind, according to the scripture in Joel, okay?
We chased them.
We chased them. It said, and you know, it's funny because Isaiah 13 says they're going to be at the chase rope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to chase their behinds again. But this time they ain't going to no cluster of rock.
Right? No.
Ain't no hiding.
Nah. Scripture says when Christ comes, he says they saw him come from Basra with a garment dipped
in blood.
Mm. See, y'all don't know, man. Give me John 10:34, man. How Christ, the black Messiah, does come. He's going to come hardcore. All right, well, they're getting that. So my point is this. Why do you need a sequel? We know how it ends. And you know they ain't going to put how it's going to end the second time when he comes back. And maybe that's what they're going to do. I don't know. Maybe they're going to put that he's going to come back and they're going to maybe describe the rapture.
Right.
But you know they ain't going to do it the real way.
He's going to come back. The rapture they put is with love and flowers.
Yeah.
I'm back, guys.
Yeah, I'm back. Touch my holes on my hands.
Yeah.
Touch the holes.
Touch me.
I'm back.
Freaking man.
With a lamb in his hand.
With a lamb and little kids around. Why is always depicting with just little kids, man? It's like pedophilia. Think about that. You gotta look at the imagery, man. Imagery, yo, hey, they say a picture's worth 1,000 words, man.
Yeah.
And our people, I'm sorry, man. I love my people to death, man. Blacks, Hispanic, Native American, I love y'all to death. Man. Y'all simple as hell. Mm-hmm. The Bible said that.
Bro, very simple.
The Bible said that. So going back to how Christ, let's see if they're gonna show this in the sequel.
This is the book of John, chapter 10, verse 34. Jesus answered them. It is not written.
No. I'm sorry. Where did you go to? Where are you?
John 10:30.
No, Matthew. My bad.
Gotcha.
That's in the room.
Yeah, Captain, that's too much in his head. The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword.
So he didn't come to send peace with the lamb, like officer said over here with little kids around him, looking like Josh Brolin, actor, right? They always make him like with a DA, like a straight pushback,
right?
With the beard, or you know, just that whole imagery, bro. Looking all soft.
Yeah.
But why he always got his head tilted too?
That's true.
He was submissive, man, and he always got his hands like this.
Yeah.
That's all. Hey, y'all don't realize that, but that's Baphomet stuff.
That is.
That's all, yeah, man.
That is.
Man. Yeah, man. So,
okay.
Read it again.
John, Matthew 10:34. Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword.
But a sword. So he didn't come. He ain't coming like that. All right, we just brought out the scripture where it says that his garment was dipped in blood, man. He's coming to jack some people up.
Mm-hmm. Kev, can I get another scripture for the second return of his coming?
Yeah, bring it out while I'm looking for something.
Isaiah 66 and 15. Because just like the captain was saying, man, our people think he's going to come back. He's going to bring all the nations together, sing, what is that, Kumbaya?
Exactly.
Man.
Yeah, like in the Catholic Church, man, singing songs all day on the Christian
Church.
Yeah,
man. Let me get that scripture.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 15. Verse 15.
There you go.
And ye shall leave your name for a curse.
66.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 15. For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger and with fury.
So this is Christ's second return. He's going to come with fire, not with tugs and kisses, and or a lamb. He's going to come with fire and with his chariots, the so-called UFOs that the world calls UFOs,
mm-hmm.
to render his anger. He's not happy when he's coming back. Go ahead.
And his rebuke with flames of fire.
More fire. Go ahead.
Verse 16. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh.
the Most High is going to kill a lot of people. Go ahead.
And the slain of the Lord shall be many.
Just like the captain was saying, man. About the book, what is that, in Isaiah, that he's going to come out. He's coming back with a garment dipped in blood, man.
Says it's going to look like he's treading the wine presses.
Man.
Wine presses. And you know what? Remember, the Bible's written in similitudes, right?
Mm.
So that's called illustrated. They present it in an illustrative way because, again, imagery is everything.
Right,
right,
right.
So Most High is the mastermind, man. So he puts stuff in the Bible so that we can imagine.
Imagine, yeah.
So a wine press. So those of you that know about a wine press, back in the day, the way you made wine, you got in that big-ass tub. And you just step in, your legs came out all red, purple, or whatever. All right? And you came out full of grapes. So it's using the analogy, the metaphor, right?
Of the people.
Of the people.
Of the people going to be the wine. Christ is going to be the wine presser, man.
And he's going to look like that, man.
Right.
He's gonna, yeah, you ever seen, what was the movie, American Psycho? The Edomite Christian Bale. There's a movie called American Psycho.
I haven't seen that.
He sliced that dude up, man. He's like all bloody like that, man. I was thinking that. I'm like, damn, it's going to be like 20 times worse.
Right.
I'm like,
you know?
That's
so
crazy,
so we know he ain't coming with peace. So bottom line is, why do you need a sequel to a movie? Because they have to continue to use the crafty counsel. Okay, as you're going to see here in this book called, those of you that are watching us live, okay, the Willie Lynch Letter. It's called The Willie Lynch Letter and the Making of a Slave. Okay? So, Black History Month. It's always in February.
Right.
Right? So, my question is this. How come for Black History Month, they always bring out Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks,
right,
Louis Armstrong, Cab Calloway, right? But they never bring out the true revolutionaries, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey,
Nat Turner, Harriet Tubman.
They touch a little bit on them, okay? But they never, they always stray away, especially Malcolm X, especially Nat Turner.
Right.
You know, when that movie came out, Birth of a Nation, man, that was some surprise they even let that come out.
Right.
You know, but it's funny because they'll let it come out because here's the reason why they let it come out. Give me Deuteronomy 28:48. All right, so I
want to
focus on the last part.
I got it. This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 48. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee.
Until he have destroyed thee. Give me Hosea 4:6. Hold that. Give me Hosea 4:6. Let's focus on the word until he had destroyed you. Deuteronomy 28, for those of you that know, proves we have a reason of a doubt.
Go ahead.
All right? We have a reasonable doubt that the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native Americans are the Israelites, are the true Jews the Bible speaks of, because that's the curses from Deuteronomy 28:15-68. And this is one of the curses, okay, that we experience and are experiencing today in this captivity. Yes, I say today in this captivity because wherever you're living, okay, around the world, predominantly here in America, which the Bible calls Babylon the Great, you are a slave. Okay?
That's right. Man.
You may not have the jokes of iron because it clearly says it right there. Okay? Read the bottom part again.
And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck.
Okay, he put a yoke of iron upon our neck of slavery. We're going to read that here in the Willie Lynch Letter. Y'all know, okay, that stuff they tippy-toe around during Black History Month. They don't even focus on that.
Right?
Till he hath destroyed thee.
So, like to use the analogy of a dog, let's take it. Okay, when a dog is born, right, they're not trained enough. They jump around or whatever. And if you don't train that dog, it's going to continue to be disrespectful, man. Lift the leg up anytime it wants to pee on your couch.
Man.
Find a corner, man. It's like, you ever seen dogs like that? It's like, this is my house. And like, the owners are like, okay with that, man. I'm not okay with showing over year old crap. You know? Well, you might be saying, that's what his father said. Been there so long, I thought it was a table. He put his drink on it.
Bro.
He didn't want to take it. You know what I mean? I mean, so, like a dog, if you want a dog to respect you, and this is the way they treated us, so I'm going to use this analogy. That's how we were all treated, okay, in slavery. They put yokes on us, and they kept them jokes on until we became submissive.
Right.
I like to use, and y'all got to view, I brought this out before on a radio show. Go to YouTube and search for the flea experiment. Okay? I'm going to talk about it briefly. Fleas have the innate ability to jump 18 inches high. That's their natural ability. 18 inches, that's about like this, man. That's high.
Mm-hmm.
They could jump that high. So, Esau always trying to figure, and again, all these experiments, trust me, it's about us. How can they control us?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to prove to you in this Willie Lynch letter that they go back in history and see how their forefathers controlled us, how the other nations were able to control us. But more importantly, how they were able to control us as long as we remained in sin. And that's in the Bible in Judas 6, and where do we get to that? So this experiment, again, go to YouTube, because they show it, the flea experiment, F-L-E-A, not F-L-E-E, F-L-E-A, the flea, like the fleas on dogs, okay? The flea experiment. And basically, in a nutshell, I'll give you the overview.
Gotcha.
What these scientists did, okay, they had a cup that was, I think it was like 6 inches high, something along those lines. Doesn't really matter. It was less than 18. Okay, you're going to see my point why it don't matter. But it was like 6 inches high. So they took a bunch of fleas and they put them inside this cup that was 6 inches high. Okay. And naturally, what did the fleas try to do?
Try to get out.
Right? Remember, they could jump 18 inches.
Right.
Six, that's 12 inches that they were like, man, this is butter, man. I can do boom. Ain't got me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then what they did, they took more fleas, they put it inside the same cup, but this time they covered it with a clear plastic. Naturally, what did the fleas try to do?
Try to jump out.
It was clear.
Right.
They saw it out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They tried to jump out. But they were hitting their head. And they left them in there, I think, for a period of 2 weeks, months, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to see it. It shows. So they kept hitting their head, kept hitting their head. After a period of time, they took off the clear plastic. What do you think happened to those fleas?
Some fleas didn't try to jump out.
Their natural ability was constricted over a period of time. So they, born naturally, able to jump 18 inches high, were no longer able. Well, they were able, but in their mind, because they got so conditioned to, like, it makes no sense me jumping anymore, I ain't getting out this cup.
Mm-hmm.
So what did they do in that experiment to those fleas? The same thing that our slave masters did to us.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing that scripture's talking about. They destroyed us. They kept those yokes of iron on our necks. They kept us in slavery and captivity until we were destroyed. And maybe some of y'all probably saying, but we weren't the only ones in slavery. Maybe. Okay. I'll give y'all that.
Mm-hmm.
But even though I give y'all that, those that were, if they were, still remember who they are.
Right.
Mm.
They could still open up this Bible and say, I'm a Babylonian. Who were the Cushites.
Right.
The Ethiopians.
Hey, Cap, last night we were at the flyer mission, right? And one of the brothers were giving out a flyer, and he said, we know who the Romans are today. We know who the Ethiopians are today. They still have that name. Who are you, brother, according to the Bible? That brother just stared into space like, damn.
Well,
that's true.
I'm glad you brought that up,
man.
That's true.
I'm glad you brought that up, man, because check this out. Hey, talk
while
I
find it. And there's a difference of what type of slavery those other nations served in.
Right.
The children of Israel, we went to a chattel slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we didn't get paid for it. We had to go and live in a stock with the animals, and we were beaten into working. We didn't get wages from that. The other nations that went through that slavery that they say they went through, those other nations were able to go home to their families at the end of the day.
Right. At the end of the day, and those were called indentured servants.
Right, exactly. Right.
They didn't get paid a lot. But like the brother said, they were able to go home to their families. They still made some money.
Right.
But guess what's more important? Because all that's material.
Mm.
They still remember their nationality.
That's right.
I've had conversations with Elamites, who are the East Indians, who are the Persians.
Right.
Right.
They know they're Elam. I've had conversations with Arabs
Oh, and they know they descend from Ishmael.
They know they're right, Ishmael.
Right. I have fun when I see these nations, bro. You know? And the Elamites were shocked. There was two, and I never forget. I went to a gas station when I was still living in New York to get my car inspected.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw my fringes, so they asked me about it. Okay? And I said, oh, according to the Bible, you know, I said, I'm an Israelite man from the tribe of Ephraim. Okay, I'm a true Jew. According to the Bible, I'm supposed to wear his wedding, whatever. Right? I said, you know who you are? He goes, he looked at me. I said, well, you guys descend from Elam.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, yes, yes, yes. And I went into it, and they were like, yeah, you're right. And they looked at each other, and they started talking to themselves. And I was like,
like, damn, this
I
guy's
like, hey, yo, this Negro waking up.
This guy's awake, man. Damn.
So let's look at this here for me, because brother brought out that he brought it out, right? That they could refer back to the Romans.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And say that. Well, there's a book here that I have in my hand called Classical Baby Names, Timeless Names for Modern Parents.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, classical biblical baby names. So we're referring to the Bible. All the names here are in the Bible. And the Caucasian's biblical name is here on the Esau. So it says Esau, okay? And the point I want to get here is, hold on. Okay. Of interest. All right? Y'all get this book. Y'all can see it. According to the commentaries on Hebrew scripture, so what's her reference?
The Bible.
Hebrew scripture, right? The Bible. Our book.
Mm-hmm.
Our book. Not any other nation, not all nations, so-called Blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans, who are the Israelites' book. According to the commentaries on Hebrew scripture, Esau is considered a significant character in world history and the forefather of the Roman Empire.
Mm.
You telling me they don't do this, so they don't know who they are? Mm. And it's not just the Roman Empire. He put the Roman Empire here, right? But there were the Greeks.
Right.
Okay, who Alexander the Greek.
Greeks.
Okay.
The Romans.
Right, the Romans.
Right.
All
right.
The Russians.
Mm-hmm.
Russians.
Poland.
Germans.
Okay, they're all one nation, Esau.
Right.
That's all another part of the crafty council. Let's go ahead and take, to confuse them, we'll take our nation and we'll split it up and call different names.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So they cannot associate with it. It's all part of the confusion. You see, when your eyes are open, you see, when this happens, Jeremiah 3:15, just get to the 15th part. When this happens, and it has happened, which is why Israel is waking up every single minute, every day. I can't tell you how many phone calls we get through our toll-free numbers on a daily basis. My phone be blowing up. People calling. Some scoffers, but mostly people wanting to know, hey, I've seen y'all teachings.
Right.
Y'all teaching straight from the Bible. Okay? Y'all bringing out truth. I'm realizing my true nationality.
Oh, praise.
That's because this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And is happening. Go ahead.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 3 and verse 15. And I will give you pastors according to my heart.
The heart of the Most High God is the Bible. The heart means mind. When you read Mark 7:21, it means your mind. Not this lovey-hubby thing, oh, I got Jesus in my heart. No, you don't. Okay? Because if you're not following these laws, statutes, and commandments, the book of John says you're a liar. He that says that's following my commandments is not, and I'm paraphrasing, is a liar. I got a class that I've been meaning to do, the Most High's to-do list. And it's mad scriptures on everything is action and not talk.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All the scriptures that say that we're supposed to follow his law, statutes, and commandments. I brought this out for the new moon. From Genesis to Revelation, those are commandments.
Mm.
Everything in there. Because if you're not living your life according to the way our forefathers did, you're not following the commandments. Read it again.
And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Knowledge and understanding. Give me Malachi 2:7. What is that knowledge? We're giving you knowledge right now on this show.
Right.
You so-called Black, Hispanic, Native Americans, falsely so-called. You so-called African Americans, if you don't know it, you're going to know now. You make up the tribe of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. That's the southern kingdom that the Bible talks about.
That's right.
You Native Americans and so-called Hispanics. And here's another thing. I was thinking about this week. Now I'm getting pissed. Why they got to be Native Americans?
Right.
Why you got to put American in there?
Why can't it just be Natives? Yeah, man. No.
Native's not the rock. Native means that you, the original, or just like Aborigines. Indigenous. Aborigines.
Exactly.
Those are adjectives describing that we're the original. But why they had to put American back there?
Mm.
They always got to put themselves on there, man. They take everything, man. Like the Five Harpies. Remember, man, when they came out with the... and on the album cover? Yo, man, that was crazy, man. I got to watch my mouth. Man. That was crazy, bro. They made a cover off their song. It was like whack, bro. It was like the Beach Boys. And then they had them on the cover. They didn't even want to put... They didn't want to give them props. You remember what I'm talking about? The scene? Mm-hmm. Even the brother said, how come they take everything from us?
Culture vultures.
They take everything from us because Genesis 27 said they were going to take everything from us.
Mm.
Through the sword, they were going to live the dew of the heavens and the fatness of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, they were going to live in the best places and take and be everywhere. Mm. Through the sword.
And you see that happen, man.
You saw it happen with Alexander the Great. That's why they love him, bro. That's why they call him the Great. I never given that.
He's a Greek. And that dude is devil, man. That dude was nasty.
Okay? Real nasty. So nasty he died at 27 from his disgusting syphilis disease, homosexual nasty. Pedophiles. They're vile, man. Scripture says they're vile.
Man.
And we follow right behind him with the same vile nonsense, man.
We do, man.
Okay, man, what's the knowledge?
The book of Malachi, chapter.
And what's the knowledge that the true pastors are going to bring to you so-called Blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans?
The book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 7. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge.
A priest is another name for pastor, for reverend. Go ahead.
And they should seek the law at his mouth.
Your pastors are not teaching you the law, statutes, and commandments, but more importantly, they're not teaching you the first step to repentance, to true repentance, not being dipped in water or saying, I'm saved by Jesus. Hell no, man. That's vain. Most I ain't accepting that. Because if you're being dipped in water as a Black or African American or Puerto Rican, Dominican, or Sioux Indian or Cherokee Indian, all you are is a wet Black Hispanic Native American.
That's right. Yeah, right.
They still are coming out the water like a byword.
Well, because you're destroyed. We went over the scripture, Deuteronomy 28:48, that said you were going to have the yokes of iron until you have destroyed. You forget because, yes, you don't have yokes of iron. You forget because you're CEOs, because you have top positions in businesses. Do you own those businesses?
Hell no.
They didn't create those businesses with you in mind, Negroes. They created them businesses with their families in mind.
Right.
To build an inheritance for their people. When the Bible says we are commanded to leave an inheritance to our children and our children's children.
That's right.
Priests love to say that, right? But who's getting the inheritance?
Man.
And the old lady there, her social security check, SSI, or whatever,
so
is suffering.
That's my grandma,
giving her 10%, which is a damn lie, bro, with tithes was done away with, man. No such thing as tithes. You give as you can. It's called alms. Okay? And tithes were never
money.
About money.
Right.
You exchanged it for money if you had a long distance to travel. Mm-hmm. So in other words, what did you exchange? Your cattle, your corn. If you had to bring it to your people, not all nations, to your people, to your nation, the nation of Israel, you converted it into money.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of traveling with all them cows and all that stuff.
Right.
And then when they got over there, you gave it to them and they did what they did.
Right.
And it was for the Levites only, by the way. Because they weren't given any land. They were the only tribe that was not given land. Their inheritance was to teach us the law.
Mm.
Levi means lawgiver.
Right.
They're the lawgivers.
Hey, Cap, I want to prove you brought about you brought the book about Esau being the forefather of the Romans. I want to go to the Zondervan copy of Bible dictionary.
Bring it. But you gotta see when we bring out these books. You said where's it from?
The Zondervan Compact Bible Dictionary.
Did we write that?
No.
Did Negroes, Hispanics write that?
No, we did.
No. Caucasian scholars. Edomite scholars wrote this.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that know. We just talked about that. All the nations, for the most part, they know their true nationality. They know who we are.
Right.
Right. Right.
Scripture says that they're going to hiss and look at us like, damn, because they know we respect God's chosen, but we don't act like it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, bro. Bring it out.
Zondervan Compact Bible Dictionary. Ham. The youngest son of Noah, born probably about 96 years before the flood, one of the eight persons to live through the flood, he became the progenitor of the dark races, not the Negroes.
So right there, you got to stop and say, wait a minute. I was told I'm African American.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not Leo Scipio Africanus, a Roman general, beat Hannibal, who was the Naphtalite, an Israelite, in the Second Punic Wars, and like it was their custom always to this day,
mm-hmm.
according to Genesis 27 that we brought out, after they conquered you, they named their land after you.
Right.
They had to go ahead and do it. Whereas with us, our lands were named after us because the Most High ordained. So you had Mount Ephraim. You had the land of Judah.
Right.
You had the land of Levi, Benjamin. We all had our land because the Most High gave it to us. And in some cases, he said, go kick them behind and take it.
Right.
Because I'm ordaining that.
Right. Damn.
It belongs to us anyway.
It's always been ours.
Exactly.
Get that. Get that to prove that the whole world, the whole earth, is for you so-called blacks and Spaniards and Native Americans. It's never been for the other nation. Right now, they're on stolen land, living deliciously, but Lord willing, not for long.
It's the time of the Gentiles right now.
Right now. Because the scripture says, man, all right, that Jerusalem will be trodden of the Gentiles.
Right.
Until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And that's when the black Messiah coming with the bloody garment. Christ.
Return, man.
The true Ooh. Christ. Not the one you're going to see in this BS sequel.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Not the one you're going to see with the movie Paul. And of course, they got him as an Edomite. I saw the damn picture. We're going to bring that out soon, Lord willing.
Yeah.
He don't look like that and never did.
Cap, they got a movie with Samson coming out.
Samson, another one.
Another one.
Bro.
Man, do you know that?
Said Samson had braids, bro.
Right.
They bring, that's the serpent with the flood bringing out, you know, putting on people's suit. No, the truth is coming out, man.
The flood. We got to bring that out too, man. Keep those scriptures in mind, man. You got to bring that out, man. Y'all, what I told you to go?
Second Ezra, chapter 6, verse 54.
Yeah, just get to the point.
55. All these have I spoken before thee, O Lord, because thou madest the world for our sakes.
Ezra's talking, is writing down in the Most High, in the spirit of the Most High, man, letting us know, man, that the world and the universe was made for our sakes. And why do I say the universe? Because Christ said, my Father has many mansions.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Preparing a house for you, man.
Well,
ooh,
Esau sorry. Has only been able to figure out the Milky Way. It's the only galaxy. That's what they name.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, space is infinite.
Mm.
The Most High, man. God, which means power. Okay? It's infinite, bro.
It's heavy, man.
Right. Bro, man, y'all don't know, man. Y'all need to wake up, bro. Y'all need to wake up. So, just before I want to go back to Black History Month for a minute. So, they always bring out Martin Luther King, who, by the way, and they're never going to bring this out, before he died, man,
exactly.
He realized, and what was his famous quote? I think I led my people into
a burning house.
A burning house. Yeah. Because what y'all don't realize, see, we do our research, man. We know who we are,
right?
Okay, and we do our research, and it's out there. Man. They call this the information age, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before he died. He used to talk a lot with Malcolm X. I remember growing up, they used to say Malcolm X hated Martin Luther King and all of that. And maybe at one point they did. They had dislike because they had differences. They had different agendas. You know, one was awake and one wasn't.
Right.
They, matter of fact, the creator of X-Men likens Magneto, that's his name, man.
And Professor X
as Martin Luther King and Magneto as Malcolm X. In the movie Superman, we brought this out. The Man of Steel.
Right.
They show the character, Zod, his name?
Yes.
Dressed in black. Okay, again, imagery. As the bad one, but he was for his people.
Right.
And Superman was the one that went ahead, and he wanted to be amongst the people and accept
humans.
Well, y'all don't realize how deep these movies are, man. They put imagery. They hit your soul, and if you're not learned, you continue to be bamboozled, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Where were we? Where were we at? Were we anywhere?
Oh, yeah. Where is
Oh, I'm sorry. February. Right. So back here. So they'll bring up. So Martin Luther King knew that he was an Israelite, just like Malcolm X realized afterwards that
right.
he wasn't a Muslim.
Okay? Didn't Malcolm at the end say that, like, I regret calling him the great
Elijah Muhammad. Yeah, because every time he references the honorable Elijah Muhammad said, that's why we never hear, no, the Most High said, you're always going to hear me say, thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord, right.
Okay? Because that's why when you read Isaiah 11, and what is it, 58. He said, use my words. Jeremiah, he said, my words are like fire. Use my words. And Ezekiel,
yeah, yeah.
When he told Ezekiel, go out and speak to them. Use my words.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what we're going to do? Because remember, Genesis to Revelation is commandments.
Commandments.
We're going to do what our forefathers did.
But get this, Cap. Just to go off what you were saying as far about using his words, remember in Romans 3, we're going to be justified in our sayings when we use his words. That's the thing. Those men, like Martin Luther King, they weren't justified in their sayings.
They weren't justified in their sayings. Why? Because you always hear me say this, every movement that our people tried to do, from the Black Panthers, Nat Turner, Malcolm X, Nat Turner was close. Because he understood the Bible.
Yeah,
he didn't read, we found that out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But every other movement, Black Panthers, the Young Lords, Brown Berets, the AIM, okay, the FALN in Puerto Rico, every great movement had the right intentions about liberty for their people, but they went about it the wrong way.
Right.
Kev, can I prove that with the scripture?
Sure, sure.
You're going to say something else, sir?
Oh, no.
All right. Can I get Acts chapter 5, verse 38? Because just like Catherine was saying, you know, if it's, our people are trying to do protests, and, you know, today, nowadays, is the Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Things are never going to change. You know what I mean?
Man, that thing's even died out.
Man, it is. It was more like a year or so.
Right.
The holidays came in, and there it is. It's gone.
No, they went to go spend, they took advantage of the 80% off at H&M. They called the young
bro,
man a monkey. And they were like, eh, you know what, Black Lives Matter, but I gotta get my sale.
Right, man.
Forget about that. They went ahead. And just disgrace or mocked a brother of yours. You hate your people, man.
Yeah. You do. Go ahead. Let me get that, because let's just prove that every movement that's been going on is not of God, so it's failed. Go ahead.
This is the book of Acts, chapter 5, and verse 38. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this council or this work be of men...
This movement is of men. Go ahead.
It will come to naught.
It's going to die out. Go ahead.
The scripture, bro.
Verse 39. But if it be of God.
But if those people are keeping God's commandments and they trust in God, go ahead.
You cannot overthrow it.
Guess what? IUIC are at the Israelite camps. If they're coming with God and his commandments, guess what? It's not going nowhere. We're waking up, man.
Oh, you hit it right in the head. That scripture right there proves why those movements never work. Because, you know, we get older brothers come to the camp sometimes. Or comment on our YouTube videos and everything. And it's like, this is just another thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they know it feels a little different, but they can't get over because they lived during those other movements.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw that they failed. So what happens, man? You become that flea.
Mm.
You kept trying to get out of that cup, and it didn't work. So you're like, I'll just stay jumping 6 inches. Oh, I didn't finish that. So like, they took the thing off, and they never jumped out of the cup.
Didn't you say they start fighting against each other as well?
I didn't say that, but maybe.
Okay, man.
Maybe.
That
doesn't surprise me.
Right, because that's how we are today. You go to the white neighborhoods, right? It's quiet.
Don't call them white.
Caucasian. The Edomite nation.
That's all I do here. Bro, white means pure, man. I don't give them that.
No,
right. Ain't
man.
Pure, bro.
That's
I ain't going to give them that pop, man. We're white.
Right.
We're pure.
That's right, man.
I don't give them that, bro. Y'all know me with that.
Edomite. Yeah. The Edomite
neighborhood. Hold them who they are.
The Edomite neighborhood. You go there, man, it's quiet, man, it's clean. You go to where our people live, man, the people on the streets and drugs, bro, our people are destroyed, man. Hell is destroyed, man. It's sad, man. But I'll tell you this, I can't be around the neighborhood, man. I feel uncomfortable there.
Right.
I feel uncomfortable, bro, because, hey, let me tell you something. I don't care how light skinned you are, bro, it's a spiritual thing.
Bro, I feel weird, man.
All you are is a straight handed.
Hey, bro, for real, man. It's like, damn.
Bro, Paul Mooney, funny as heck, man.
Mm-hmm.
He had a skit. He says, and y'all Puerto Ricans, he said, y'all black. Y'all just black that can swim. I think he used the N-word, you know, but it's true, bro.
Mm.
Bro, trust me, man, they tolerate the light-skinned ones.
They do. They do, man.
They tolerate us.
They do.
All right? Case in point, that they tolerate us. I'm going to prove that right here, man. Hope I can find it real quick. Talk, man, while I find it. I'm going to show y'all a billboard from back in the days.
Right.
Officer, soldier, you got anything?
I mean, like, to give credit to what you said, you know, there's an area out in California, and
every time I go by there, they looking at us like
weird. Yeah.
I know on our way up here, when we stopped by the gas station, there was this country villa or country restaurant, country pride restaurant.
Right, right, right.
Everyone that was over there, when me and the soldier got out the car, they was looking at us. Made me feel so uncomfortable. I was like, dang.
So, when I retired from my other job, man, I bought a truck, traveled the country. That's what I wanted to do. I never forget, man. I started driving with another brother. Okay, that's how I got into the business, another brother that's in the truth. And I remember one time we were running behind schedule, man. We went to North Carolina, and it was just eerie, man. I remember him and I was telling him, I said, yo, I don't feel right here, man. It's like I felt like there was lynchings going on those trees that we were driving by.
Right, right.
But then I went solo, and I stopped in this one place in Kansas. I was hungry. I stopped, get something to eat. Man, I felt so uncomfortable, man. I said, man, I don't feel right here, man. It's spiritual, bro. But check this out. Here's a sign. All right, I know y'all ain't going to be able to see it probably on Facebook Live, but it says, we serve whites only, no Spanish or Mexican.
There you go, man. That's for you Hispanics, man. You damn, bro, that me being
bro,
Hispanic,
y'all see this, right?
I'm a woke, bro.
Bro, that's the old-fashioned 1950s, 40s, 60s, whatever signs, man.
There you go for
I
you
I don't know
Hispanic,
if y'all can see
bro.
It, man. Let me see if maybe I can.
Hey, it says the children of Judah and the children of Israel should be oppressed.
Get that.
Yes,
get
right.
that. Jeremiah 53, get that.
Yes,
I don't know
sir.
If y'all can see that.
I got you, soldier.
Can you see it? Have you seen me on the thing? Can they see this? I don't know if they can see it. See if they can see that.
Can't
you see that?
I got you.
You want the scriptures?
I'm good. You read them.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 33. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together. And all them that took them captive, hold them fast. They refused to let them go.
They refused to let us go. You know how they refused to let us go, man? By keeping us in sin, man.
That's it.
Because they know that if they let us go and let us know who we really are, it's a problem. Because they know the prophecy in Revelation 7.
Yeah, they can see it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to learn.
That goes to that point to what you were saying, though, Kev, as far as them knowing everything, them knowing who they are, just like the soldier was bringing out how they know they're the Romans. They know that they're the Greeks. They know that they're Esau.
Let me prove that real quick. Give me Psalms. Give me Psalms. You know what I want, right?
Yep.
Let's prove that. Prove it. Scripture says prove all things.
The book of Psalms.
Prove it. Prove the truth.
Hey, all praises. All praises. We're going to prove that thing. Thus saith the Lord. Hey, this is the book of Psalms, chapter 83 and verse 2.
Bring it out.
For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden.
Okay, now the one I want is the diligent search.
Oh,
Psalm 64. Yeah, 64. Yeah. That's good. That's good because that is part of it. That would be the precept. Okay, but here's the main one because remember, let's not lose the thought. You said that they know who we really are and they do research. Here's the script proof of it.
64 and 6. Yeah. This is the book of Psalms, chapter 64, and verse 6. They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search.
They do diligent searches. They wrote that Zondervan Bible Dictionary. Where they get that info from? From our records. They did a diligent search. You can't put stuff together, even though there's a couple little bones here and there. Okay. But let's just take Ham, for example. The definition of Ham we just read. They know. They know there's a difference between Africans who are Hamites, okay? Just because we're living over there in Africa don't mean that you're an African or a Hamite. He just showed you in the Bible, in the Bible dictionary, that there's a distinction. You just said the progenitor of the dark race is not the Negroes.
But the Egyptians, Ethiopians, Libyans, and Canaanites.
Which are all Africans.
That's right.
Yes, the Egyptians, the true Egyptians, were dark. They were the Watusis.
Yep.
Not like they showed it in Cecil B. DeMille's version of the Ten Commandments.
Bro.
Yul Brynner was Amalek, fake Jew. They put with a tan. They put pop makeup on him to make him darker. They have Moses dark. But we could show you mad scriptures that light. They had him white. when we could show you mass scriptures that he's a dark man, was a dark man.
Yeah, we didn't get those scriptures, Kevin. It's Black History Month,
bro.
Man. Our people don't know that.
Bro,
that history is in the Bible.
Whoa. We done with that one then?
Yeah.
Okay. So now let me switch gears now and talk about this William Lynch letter, because it's all relative now, because it's the diligent search. William Lynch did a diligent search on the history. He did a diligent search on those that had us in captivity before him. And I'm going to show you. So again, those of you that are watching the Facebook Live, the William Lynch letter, The Making of a Slave. You can get this thing online, man. This thing, what was it? Just $4.95, man. I think I got this for like 50 cents. Man. All right. Hey, if they start charging $4,000 for this, man, things like maybe 20-something pages, man. Y'all know, man. So just to give you an overview, what was happening was, okay, the slave masters, if we didn't perform, we were like, yo, you know, remember when your mom used to hit you with the belt, you'd be getting mad, man, you'd want to step to her, right?
Yeah,
pops or whatever. Like, I think you'd be hurting, man. So imagine you getting whooped like that. You tired, you working from sun up to sundown, man. You working 29 hours a day. It ain't even 29 hours a day. It sure seems that way, right? No pay, let the brother board out. You know, you have the slave master, man, raping your wife, your daughters, using your sons, man, as breeders, all types of stuff. And that angers you, man. That's why Nat Turner, I love that part, man. He was angry, bro. He saw all that stuff, man. He's angry, man. That's the way I feel now. That's the way we all got to be feeling, man.
Spiritual,
but
too,
righteous
man.
Anger. Righteous anger. Okay, forget about what Nat Turner did, man. That was the Most High allowed that to happen. Remember, that's not how it's going to go down. The only one that's going to redeem us and save us, okay, we don't preach no violence. Romans 12:18 says, if it be at all possible, be at peace with all men.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We teach the Bible. Our weapon, Corinthians, you know what
Second
I want?
Corinthians.
Okay, here's our game plan. I got to bring this out there because I don't want to get it twisted. All right, we're not promoting anybody and never will. Don't make no mistake about it. Israel United in Christ is about this Bible, and we're going to follow the law, statute, and commandments, and violence is not one of them. How are we going to, how is the revolution taking place? Because it started a while, a long time ago, and it's just building up, okay? It's by repentance. Knowing who you are according to the Bible, you so-called Blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans, knowing your true nationality, and following the law, statute, and commandments. If you do that, Scripture says you will fear never the worst. Joshua 1:8 says you will have much success. Doesn't say go ahead and start beating people up or go ahead and kill people. No, we don't advocate any of that. Okay, we don't advocate any. I can't say it enough. We don't advocate any of that. We're just going to bide our time. Like the Scripture says. Scripture says, in your patience possess ye your souls.
That's right.
We're gonna demonstrate patience until we either die or the Black Messiah returns to redeem us.
Right.
That's what we all about. Okay, because if you, here's the power, is following this Bible. That's the power. Go ahead.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
What does it mean they're not carnal? They're not violent. Mm-hmm. They're not protesting. Protest has gotten nowhere. Okay? We've spoke about that already. All the movements have gone nowhere. Oh, why? Because now they give you jobs. Guess what? They still call you niggas spick.
Right.
Maybe not at the workplace anymore. And even then, it slips every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll try to make it into a joke. I know how those conversations go at the workplace. I know what they're really thinking. You could tell. Okay? We don't advocate any violence because the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but what are they?
But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
But mighty through who?
Through God.
Through God. He is the general. He's the king that is guiding our paths. He's the one that has put the strategy in place. And where's that strategy? Right in front of you on the table that you have your Bible opened on the book of Psalms with a candle or a cross on it.
Mm.
You know the kingdom.
Right.
Brothers and sisters.
It's just there, man. This is.
Man, that thing stayed open, man. My mom and my grandmother, man, they had that Bible open on the altar with all these damn idols.
Mm.
Open and every so often they would switch it to a different page. Like, I used to be like, who the hell gonna read this thing? Why is it there? How come it ain't in your hand? You reading it?
It's just there, like if it's reading.
Why, so that the idols could read it?
Man,
you know what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Through God, To the pulling down of strongholds.
To the pulling down of strongholds. Okay? Not through physical violence. Go ahead.
Casting down imagination.
Casting down imaginations. If you kill somebody, do you cast down an imagination?
No.
You have to show them. You have to teach them. You have to show them with their book. This is our book. This is our history book. The Bible, like Esau likes to call it, the good book.
The good book.
And they get nervous when you read the Bible book.
Right.
When they see a black or Hispanic reading a Bible, they get nervous. I remember I was getting my oil change a few years back when I was still living in New York. I had my Bible waiting. It was going to be a long wait. And you could tell, man, he was hawking me, man. My whole side of my face was burning, bro. So he comes up, makes believe he's going to go get coffee. You know how they have the complimentary coffee and stuff. I said, oh, reading the good book, huh?
No, no.
I looked at him. I said, it's very good. And I went back. Yo, they get nervous, bro.
He said, I went like, back.
Why? Because you know what? They study you. Remember, we just read, they do a diligent search, man. Hey, if you talk about, see, if they see that you're not in the book of Psalms or Proverbs, they get nervous.
Because
they expect us to be in those books. Because that's joyful music. Especially the sisters.
Yeah.
They love to quote them some Psalms and some Proverbs, bro.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Got no understanding of that thing.
You ain't in a suit. You ain't got a pork chop sandwich. You got a beard and some fringes. They're going to get nervous.
Oh, man. If I had a bald head and I was clean cut, they'd be like, hey, all right.
Mm-hmm.
But they saw the beard. They saw the fringes. They saw my spirit.
The light was showing them.
They showed that Matthew 5:16.
Mm-hmm. And then Cap went back to, okay, yes, it's a good book. Let me give you scriptures. Revelation 13. And
man,
bring it out,
hey,
man.
Hey. Did Christ ever speak to the other nations?
Hell no.
The disciple, man, they got mad when an Edomite in Matthew 15:24, who the book of Mark shows that she was an Edomite.
Right.
Okay. When she was following him.
Hey, man. Christ, get her out of here.
Hey,
bro.
Get that, man. So, yeah, so people that may be new listening to us, man, they don't think that we're making this stuff up, man. Christ loves everybody. No. He never doggone gave a doggone about them doggone. gotta keep it clean, bro. This is a family show.
Right.
It's a family show. Got the Yasha's name, so we're good. He be throwing the bombs, bro. He be throwing. Hey, man, speaking of bombs, I haven't heard one special effect, man.
I got you, Cap. I didn't like that one. Ooh, okay.
Fire.
More fire. Do you want the one in Mark or do you want it in Matthew?
Give me Matthew, and then we're going to go to Mark to prove what we said.
This is the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast. And cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil.
So at this point, you got Christians saying, James Cavizio, who's going to be the, you know, who plays the,
Passion of Christ.
Mm-hmm. He was walking with tablecloths for a garment.
Right.
And the scripture said he dressed bad as in, like, fresh, like, dope.
Right.
Right? Mm. His garments were bad, bro. Right? We didn't dress like slobs, bro. We didn't dress. Remember, man, those images,
mm-hmm.
that's a Renaissance images.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the way those damn nasty Greeks and Edomites
dress.
Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't dress like that. We always had flavor. Scripture says we're the salt of the earth.
That's right. That's right.
We always dress fly, bro. Okay?
Verse 22, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil.
Okay.
But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came.
Wait, bro.
I'm sorry.
But
he
asked. Now he just started from the beginning again.
I'm sorry.
Remember,
when
we read, man, you got to stress.
Give the sense.
Give the sense, bro.
Matthew 15, verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre.
So he was out there teaching our people, not all nations, our people. So y'all might say, oh, Tyre is like, that's where the Africans. No. Our people were scattered through there. Okay, just like today. We're scattered all over the place. That's why we go to them. And Christ said, go to them of the captivity.
Right.
That's in the ghetto. That's why we don't play no games, man.
Mm.
We go, man, to where you at. to wake you up, because we love you. Y'all are people. Okay?
And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David.
So now picture this. She came out. She was like, oh, here's Christ, the black Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing great things. Maybe he could find it in his heart to heal my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil.
I mean, she had mad spirits. She had demons on her, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
But he answered her not.
Which also shows that when you're sick and you go crazy and stuff like that, what did she say? She said with the devil.
What?
She didn't say she had PTSD or all these type of terminology that Esau likes to bring. No, when you bugged out like that, those are demons you have. Like in the history about Legion.
Mm-hmm.
When Christ was walking, he had seven. They didn't specify. He had like seven, eight. He had mad devils on him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay? You got to understand, bro, this is spiritual. I always mention this, man. This life is spiritual. It's not carnal. This physical skin that we have doesn't matter. That's another reason why it don't matter what color skin we are.
Right.
Right? The different shades of brown that we come from. Because at the end of the day, it's about the spirit.
Right.
And that's a whole class in and of itself, man. Regeneration and all of that. Go ahead.
But he answered her not a word.
Whoa. So the woman went up to Christ. Okay, who the world ignorantly thinks is a Caucasian man, right?
Sure.
Who is always depicted in pictures as having all the children around him, okay, predominantly light-skinned children,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Around with sheep and everything like the brother brought out in a lamb, right? And he's talking to everybody. What did he do? Wait, does this say that he was mad at this woman? Does this say? No. The Bible covers everything. It's letting you know that if you do your due diligence and study and research, you're going to know who everybody is in this Bible.
Mm.
So it's letting you know geographically where this woman was from. And then in Mark, we're going to prove where she, what her nationality was.
Right.
Okay.
But he answered her not a word.
He answered her not a word. So if Christ is all forgiving, all loving,
he would have said that everyone, yes, daughter, come here. Come here, daughter.
Come here. Matter of fact, all he had to do was just say it's been done.
Yeah, she's healed.
The devil's gone.
Come hither.
What with the British accent? Because how come they always been? The bishop always been stuff. It's so true. They always have it with the British. They always Christ is always British.
Yeah, that's true.
Thou goest now. Hence, your daughter is healed.
Mm.
He said what?
But he answered her not a word.
He answered her not a word. But it gets better.
And his disciples came and besought him.
And then his disciples came because since Christ wasn't paying her no mind, right? Isn't that how when we out in camp, what do we tell y'all to do?
Yeah.
Use them only to bring our people in. But if they're other nations, man, pay them no mind, man. Ignore them. Go ahead.
But his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away.
So that means she went to each and every one of them. And started to say, I could get a picture how that was going down. Please. As they were walking or they were up to them coming up. Okay?
She's bugging them. Yeah, she's bugging them.
He was bugging them.
Come on, man.
How come your pastor don't read you this?
Right.
This is in the New Testament, the book of Matthew. Everybody loves Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right? Oh, for real.
Okay?
See, brother, if you want to read the Bible, you got to start in Matthew. In the New Testament. Hey.
Why don't they start in Matthew 1, where it says the genealogy of Jesus Christ that proves that he was made through a seed? Can't have a genealogy if you didn't come from seed of man. That's for another topic.
That is for another topic. Send her away, for she crieth after us.
So the disciples understood that we didn't deal with the other nations.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's another way you know that she was from the other nation. Because we went out to speak to our people. Mm. That was our mission. But how come this particular woman, we didn't want to speak to if Christ loves everybody.
Right.
If Christ came to save everybody. Go ahead.
But he answered her and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
So finally, after she bugged 13 of them, right? The 12 plus Christ, 13.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He said, you know what? You keep it. You're starting to blast this one.
He said,
why did he not answer her?
I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
He is not sent but unto the lost sheep of who?
the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Of all nations walking the earth.
The house of Israel.
Hold that. Give me where I told you to go. Give me
Mark 7.
No, hold on.
Okay.
Give me John 10:27. Remember, he used the word sheep. So right now, y'all may be saying, well, I don't believe any y'all that you're saying. Well, we don't care. And neither does the Most High, and neither does Christ, because here's what Christ said.
The book of John, chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
So guess what? We're bringing out scriptures.
That's right.
The voice you're hearing is the voice of the Most High God.
Mm.
Like the scripture says, teach whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. So we don't give a doggone. You know why? Because we know that 144,000, 12,000 from each tribe, of the 12 tribes, have to be sealed. And then the scripture says the black Messiah will return. Because we know that the book of Zechariah says that 2/3, 66% of all blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans are going to be destroyed, which means 33% are going to survive. The thermonuclear destruction that the Bible talks about is going to happen here in Babylon the Great, America.
That's right. That's right.
America, caca. We know, right, through patience and through hope. That's the faith when you read Hebrews 10 and 2, right?
Talking about Hebrews 11.
Hebrews 11 and 2, is it?
The faith?
Yeah.
Thanks, Hebrews 11.
Okay. But Hebrews 10 and 2 is that they teach their zeal.
Yeah,
so they know not. That's what a lot of these people teach these brothers and sisters, man. They got a lot of zeal.
They do. Our people
are not according to knowledge, the scriptures.
Right. We got zeal, but for the white man, for
we got zeal, right? Because we see Josh rolling up there. We're like, oh, wrap it up.
Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah. Man, it's heavy.
Venus Williams walking around with that Edomite baby. Man, these things just pop up. See, y'all don't understand, bro. My days, even though I be in the struggle, in the captivity, man, working 11, 12-hour days, I don't want to reveal too much, but I'll put it to you this way. I'll be thinking of all that. Man.
You get 20.
And I can't wait till the Sabbath comes, man, to say my piece.
Right.
I let it out. I got to let it out. I'll finish my piece. Did I tell you to go somewhere? Right.
But Matthew 15, verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me.
She worshiped him because she knew what to get. This is
the
Messiah.
Yeah. This is a
maybe guy. I got a shot. Go ahead.
Verse 26. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs.
So.
Ooh.
The word meat, M-E-E-T, means good.
It's heavy, man.
It means good. So what did he say?
It is not meat.
It is not good.
To take the children's bread.
The children's bread. So was he talking about literal loaves of bread? No. Scripture talks many metaphors. Remember, we said it talks in similitudes. When you read Hosea 12 and 10,
yeah.
It says, eat this roll. Okay, he told Ezekiel, I believe it was, right? Eat this roll. Supposed to eat this. It's all figurative. I'm sorry. Figurative. Yeah, speaking. All right. The bread of life is mentioned in the Bible. This is what he was talking about. It's not meat for me to give my word that my father went ahead and ordained for my people. Go ahead.
To take to the children's bread and cast it to dogs.
He called her a dog. On more proof. That she wasn't an Israelite.
Right.
He called her. Y'all realize what? You see how Christ got down?
Yeah.
He would diss you, bro. See, back then, they didn't have that. Like, I mean, I'm sure they probably did have, like, nasty words and stuff. But he used wisdom. Like, you're a dog.
I'm good.
It's not good for me to give bread. What my father sent me here to give to my people.
The children's bread?
So, wait a minute. Christ was racist.
Ooh, got him. Yay, got him, bro.
Which means God's racist, right? Because God ordained him, right? God sent him.
Bro,
right.
John 2:27 says, I am the only God, I'm God of Israel, and none else.
And none else.
Christ has to do the will of his father.
Yeah. He said, will of his father. So, see, racism, taken out of context, right? Racism, in a simple sense, just means you love your people. Mm-hmm. So where are you getting this? That all people are going to be saved. All nations are going to be saved. You're not. Mm. That's the great mystery of this Bible.
Mm.
You know what the great mystery of this Bible is? Give me Luke 1. And I want you to hold that, though, because I want to finish that, bro.
Yeah.
I want to finish that. Give me Luke 1. And I want you to start 68 all the way through 74. Here is the gospel. Gospel means good news, does it not?
Yes, sir.
Here is the gospel. Here's what the whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is all about in a nutshell. Here's the footnotes. If you don't want to read the Bible, just read here. Here's the synopsis.
Mm-hmm. Right. The synopsis, right. The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 68. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited.
Wait. Whoa. Go over this.
My bad. Okay. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel.
Of who?
Of Israel.
Of who?
Of Israel.
Of who?
Of Israel. For he has visited and redeemed his people.
What people?
His people.
The house of Israel.
That's right.
His people. Go ahead.
And has raised up a horn of salvation.
Which is Christ, the black Messiah.
For
God represents king.
For us in the house of his servant David.
More proof.
As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which has been since the beginning of, since the world began.
The world began, which proves regenerated. We were here before, okay, well, before all the earth was created. Topic for another class, to be.
That we should be saved from our enemies.
So we, Israelites, you black, Hispanic, Native Americans should be saved from who?
Our enemies.
Yes, you have enemies.
That's right.
You have enemies, and it ain't the enemies that Pastor Porkchop has been preaching that you have. Yes, some of them are your people, but it's predominantly other nations. Some they don't want us to succeed.
Cat, my fault. That some of those enemies is mentioned in Psalms 83, like you was reading.
So some of these enemies are mentioned in Psalms 83.
Right.
In order. Go ahead.
That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us.
Wait a minute. Hate can't possibly be in the Bible.
Right.
Hate is not in the Bible. Everyone is good. No one possibly could hate you blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, falsely so-called. Israelites that the Bible speaks of. Go ahead.
That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers.
Those are all possessive pronouns. Right. Our, his,
as,
we,
us.
Doesn't get any simpler than that. Wait a minute. What book are we reading out of?
Book of Luke, chapter 1.
And what book is that in?
The New Testament.
Oh.
Mm.
Good.
To perform the mercy promised to our fathers.
There you go again, our.
And to remember his holy covenant. The oath which he swore to our father Abraham.
Boy, you can't have more possessive pronouns, meaning it's just talking about one particular people. That. Go ahead.
Verse 74, that he grant unto us.
Oh.
That we being delivered.
We
being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear.
Why? Because we know that the Most High got our back. We're not going to physically do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never going to see Israel united in Christ. Put a hand up. Anyway, we will protect ourselves if we are the captive, but we do have that right. Don't get me wrong. We ain't out there with patent leather shoes, bow ties, suits. Okay, when we go out there to teach, that's war. Spiritual war.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual war. Not physical, not carnal. But try to put your hand on us. You're going to have problems.
Right.
That's right.
And it is our legal right,
they think,
to protect ourselves.
They think that they see us with Bibles and we're going to be like nice, cool, calm.
The disciples walked around with swords.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Right. Peter.
Christ said, grab your sticks and go out there. Because there was time when they had to whip some ass in self-defense.
Right.
This is a stand your ground state, right? Arizona, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know.
But it don't matter what state you're in, you can protect yourself.
That's right. Yeah, you can.
We will never antagonize or instigate any type of violence, nor condone it.
Right.
We condemn it, actually. Because Christ and the disciples didn't vote that. That being said, Nehemiah, he was hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but breaking the law, statute, and the commandment, he said, y'all come here and continue to try to sell stuff, I'm going to put hands on you.
I'm going to put hands on you, man.
That's how you know he was Israel. Mm-hmm. That's how you know the blacks and Spanish ain't ready. That's hip talk.
That's right.
That's how we get down.
Yeah.
I'm going to put hands on you, man. Blame yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right. Can I get a scripture, Kevin?
You can absolutely get a scripture. How much time we got left there?
We got 13 minutes.
Okay.
Let's get Romans 9 and 13 to go back into that hate. Because we all know that Christianity teaches that all nations can be saved, that everyone can make the kingdom. But let's find out what the Bible says. And this is what book?
The book of Romans.
In what section of the Bible?
In the New Testament.
In the New Testament, written by
the Apostle Paul.
That's right. Bring it
everybody
up.
Try to get down and read. You know, right. Peter, book of Peter says, I don't know why, because his writings are hard to understand.
Exactly.
The book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 13. As it is written.
As it is what?
As it is written.
Go ahead, brother. Break it down.
It says, as it is written, it is written in where?
Malachi 1.
Right. 3.
Jacob have I loved.
Uh-huh.
But Esau have I hated.
So what? Read that again.
As it is written.
Uh-huh.
Jacob have I loved.
Jacob. The forefather of the so-called blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, the Israelites, according to the Bible, read.
That's right.
Have I loved?
Have I loved? He's always going to love the Israelites. That's the reason why we're going through these chastisements, because he's dealing with the Israelites, read.
But Esau, have I hated?
The Bible doesn't say that. All people can be saved. All people can make the kingdom.
But Esau. Have I hated?
That's why it's important to know who you are according to the Bible, because God hates.
That's right.
That's right. That's
right. He has emotions.
Right.
He made us in his image.
He does.
Okay? He has emotions. So, this is the true black history. Maybe we'll talk about it on the other radio shows in February too.
Right.
You tune to this show, you're going to get your true so-called black history money.
That's right.
You ain't going to get any of this, okay, in your school system. You ain't going to get any of this sitting in those churches, okay? Sitting in those churches because you've been there 40 years and you still
don't know who you are.
Don't know who you are.
Mm.
If you think that you're going to get saved as a black, Puerto Rican, African American, Jamaican, Haitian, Dominican, Sioux Indian, Cherokee Indian, Argentinian, Colombian, Peruvian, Puerto Rican, Cuban.
Yeah.
You got nothing coming.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I mentioned, that's on that 12 tribe sign for those that you can see that are watching us live on Facebook.
That's right.
If you don't recognize that you're one of these tribes here, first and foremost, as it says in 1 Kings 8:46, on down, that's the first step to repentance.
Cap, the book of Revelation says that there's 12 gates with the names of the
bring it out. No, you got to bring it out. You don't want to not get this shit out. Cook up with gas.
Let's get it. Let me get that.
I got you. And after you get that, I want you to get the precept for Matthew 24, because remember, we didn't finish it, but Christ called her a dog, right?
No, I wanted to read the verse down. Well, she acknowledges.
Well, we've got to read that.
Woo. Let's get that. Revelation 21, verse 12.
The book of Revelation.
Hold on. Let's do this. If you don't mind.
Go ahead. Cap.
Let's finish Matthew.
Let's finish that.
Then let's get into here. No. Then let's get into the one with the dog in Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
and
I like
then we'll
that.
The 12.
Okay, I like that. Well, let's do this.
Is that okay with you, bro?
Let's do it, man. let's do it, because we got like 10 minutes. So,
yeah.
Matthew chapter 15, verse 26. But he answered it. As he answered and said, it is not meet to take children's bread and cast it to the dogs.
So he called her a dog.
And she said, truth.
She said, yes, I am a dog. Yes, I am a heathen. Yes, I am from another nation. But try to help my daughter, please.
She said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table."
She acknowledged she was a piece of crap.
Mm.
That she was a dog and she was okay with crumbs.
That's right.
So, let's see. Because then you got some Christians that say, "But you see, but he gave in. He cured the daughter."
Mm-hmm.
You know what he did?
He did.
Tell you what he did. He was like, "You acknowledge you're a dog?
You know,
I'm going to show you that I am the Messiah."
Same thing.
Whoop. All right. That was a gun. It was not for Christ to do that.
Right.
He could have did that while he was walking, not talking to him.
Right.
But he wanted to prove a point. Most High proves everything in the Bible. The Bible proves everything. So he called it a dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get the precept to that. Let's see if that dog, that heathen, is going to get the king. Well, before you do that, I forgot this. Let's get to Mark to prove
what
the nationality was. So.
The book of Mark. I'm going to get straight to the point.
Yeah.
Mark chapter 7, verse 25. "For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit."
Understand something. The book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it's similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same situations that went down, just from different perspectives. You see, us four here, we see a situation, we're going to have, if we try to explain it, we're going to see it differently because we're coming from a different frame of reference.
Yep.
Same exact thing with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They experienced the same thing. That's why it sounds repetitive, but it was from their frame of reference, from their perspective. Go ahead.
"A certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and fell at his feet." The woman was a Greek.
A what?
A Greek.
Edomite.
A Syrophoenician by nation.
By nation. It was letting them know who she was. She was an Edomite, a Caucasian, falsely so-called.
That's
no, rightly so-called, but a white person.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, that's all we need from there. Now get to the dogs.
It's the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 14.
Keep track of time.
"Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city."
So
that do the commandments.
Right.
Only the ones that do the commandments are going to enter into the gates of the city and have to, and get from the tree of life. Go ahead.
"For without are dogs."
For without are dogs.
"And sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie."
Okay? So you ain't getting it. And that woman never got it just because he healed her daughter.
All right.
So now let's get to 12 gates. What's the time? What's the time?
We got 7 minutes.
Go ahead.
The book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 12. "And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates."
12 gates.
And at the gates, 12 angels.
12 angels watching that thing got security. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got security in our USC, but it's all scriptural, man.
That's right.
You ain't getting in here with no foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you are our people, you do get screened at the door. We reserve the right to refuse admission to you if you come with heresies.
Right.
And we will, and we have. Go ahead.
"And names written thereon."
And so now these gates, not only did they have 12 angels, who according to Ezekiel proved that the angels are brown, dark skinned also.
That's right.
Another, not like these cuddly cherubims, fat
little
babies,
bro.
Not gonna eat of my babies,
bro.
Right? Looking all with rosy cheeks,
bro.
Go ahead.
"Which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel?"
Oh man! So those 12 gates. First of all, you gotta ask yourself, heathen. Okay. The only way I'm gonna get salvation, according to the scripture, and this is in the last book. Most High is just summarizing everything. I got to be, my name has to be one of those 12 tribes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
In order to be able to.
Is that it on that?
Yes, sir.
Read it again.
The book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 12.
And what book is that in?
Revelation.
And what book?
The New Testament.
Okay.
And
last book.
There's no more books after that one.
"And had a wall great and high."
A wall great and high. It ain't the wall Trump wants to build. Matter of fact, that is a war. Keep y'all out. Y'all come and try to.
Scripture says, "For without dogs."
Yeah, every movement we had also freaking failed because we allowed the Caucasian, the white woman, and come in and try to a white man come and try to help us.
Yeah.
Idiots. Yeah.
"And had 12 gates, and at the gate 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names
of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
So if you ain't one of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, you ain't getting in.
And you can't come in if you're still Puerto Rican, if you're still
American. Right. And don't think you're going to go in there holding La Virgen de la Guadalupe.
Bro, you get chopped, man.
I can picture it too, man. You had some simple Issachar, who had a biblical name for the Mexicans, doing the sign of the cross all the way up there, on her knee, probably crawling up there.
Yeah,
you know, always,
underneath.
Right?
They do that in Mexico. Right?
Holding, yeah, holding the thing, because you know they always get the real big one too. holding it. Right?
They dumb, man.
Talking about, déjame entrar. Can I come in? Hell no, you can't come in.
What the hell is this, man? How, like, bro.
You, yo, and they'll do that too, man. They'll come with an idol too.
Yeah, man.
They'll come with two. I saw the sticker on a car, man. I was waiting at a light, man. It had a picture of Caesar Borgia, the fake image of Christ, man. It said, hermoso.
Hermoso, man.
Meaning handsome.
Beautiful.
That's what they think is handsome.
Yeah.
Hell, man.
Until he have destroyed thee.
Until he have destroyed thee, man. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, get that real quick. How much time we got?
We got 3 minutes.
Let's get that real quick. You got to leave that one. You got to leave it with the banger.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 48. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he hath destroyed thee.
Until he had destroyed thee. That was enslaved. All right? And as a result of that, here's what happened.
The book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed.
That word, destroyed.
For lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge. The true Black History Month was brought out. And I'm going to say briefly because you can't really do it. You gotta go into it. You got to part with this.
Mm-hmm.
Because after all of this, you're still going to have some Negroes that ain't going to be like, ah, they're crazy. Don't know what they're talking about. Go to IsraelUnite.org. You got enough information that last you a lifetime. Videos, articles, historical facts that we are the Israelites, the Bible speaks of, you Blacks, Hispanic, Americans.
That's right.
Today, hopefully, I pray that you learned your true nationality, that you could at least start leading in the right direction to repentance and knowing who you are. To know where you're going, you must know where you come from. I always say that. It's a must. So know where you're going in life, you must know where you come from. You must teach your children their true nationality because they're the future.
That's right.
We've been lied to by our parents, not on purpose. They didn't know. Their parents didn't know. But okay? So any last comments?
Man, today's class was real good. You so-called Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, you're the children of Israel. You must repent, all right? Start searching the truth. The book of John 8:32 says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." All right.
So with that, if there's nothing else. We're going to close out the show. We hope you were edified. Shalom, Shabbat, Happy Sabbath, Messiah Christ.
Most excellent. Messiah Christ.